Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your help in our lives. Thank you for your interventions. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for giving us dominion over all darkness. And overhaul the oppression of darkness. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for solving our problems. Thank you, Lord, for changing our situation for good. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual and physical blessings. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for honoring your name in our lives. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for controlling the situation in our lives to fall in agreement with your will and plans for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us that no man can shut. Thank you for your divine provision. Thank you, Lord, for always meeting us at the point of our needs. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence right now to seek your face, to worship you, to have fellowship with you in your presence. We are here also to pray. O Lord, have fellowship with us and help us and answer our prayers and intervene in our situations in Jesus' name. Give us blessings and helps that are beyond our expectations and imagination in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives and in our midst in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than we have had. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Amen. We're going to sing worship songs now. And after that, we're going to prayer point. You are Yahweh. You We are family. We are one. We are one. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Great things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. We give you all the glory. 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 Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, Oh Lord, invisible God and miracle worker, Jehovah, O Lord, Jehovah, O Lord, invisible God and miracle worker, Jehovah, O Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, O Lord, O Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord, in our situations. Have your way in our midst. Have your way. Jesus, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou art been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, and I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, and you are the great Hallelujah. 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 You are loving and keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, you are covenant keeping God. You never fail your promises, Yahweh. The covenant keeping God. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. That we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. glorious God, beautiful things, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy. All our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself, for the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be unto the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. For Jesus, for he is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Lord Jesus. Thou art worthy, O Lord. To receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Rule your ways in this place, Spirit of God. Rule your ways in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God, through your wings in this place. Through your wings right now, through your wings in this place, Spirit of God, the wings of your glory. Throw your wings in the Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow. Spirit of God. Throw your wings. In this place, let your power flow. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow. Spirit of God, throw your weight in this place. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Praise him. Worship his majesty. Worship him for who he is. Worship him for where he is. Worship him for what he does. Worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Worship and praise him. He is the Almighty God. He is the Alpha and Omega. The first and the last. The beginning and the ending. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Rock of Israel. The bright and morning star. The God of the everlasting covenant is the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Is the resurrection and life, the firstborn among the dead. Worship and praise him. He is the great and the greatest physician. He is the mighty deliverer. The great restorer, The Lord who is strong and mighty, and is the Lord who is mighty in battles. Worship Him for who He is. Worship His majesty. He is before all things, and is the one holding all things together. Blessed be Your holy name. We praise You, Father. We worship You, Lord. For You speak and Your words come to pass. You do great and mighty miracles. Blessed be Your holy name. You do impossible things. You make impossible things possible. We worship You, Lord. You open doors no man can shut, and You shut doors no man can open. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. We praise You, mighty God. We praise You, almighty God. You bring things out of nothing, and You make little things become plenty. We worship You, Lord. We glorify Your name. We adore Your name. We exalt Your name. We magnify Your name. We praise Your name. We worship Your name. For Your name is above every other names. Your name commands authority. Your name commands power. Your name commands breakthroughs. Your name commands healing. Your name commands deliverance. Your name commands victories. We praise Your name, and we will praise Your name forever. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. You are the light by which we see. You are the strength upholding us. You are the power through which we get victory. We worship You, Jesus. For through Your blood, we get remission of sins. We get forgiveness of sins. And through Your blood, we get cleansing. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praise. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord. We're going to say thank You, Father, for Your grace and mercy that are working in my life, that are speaking in my life. Open Your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father, for Your grace and mercy that are working in my life. Thank You for Your grace and mercy that are speaking for me. Thank you for your grace and mercies that are making all things work together for my good. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy that is moving my life forward. Thank you for your grace and mercy that is sufficient for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for enforcing your peace to reign in my life. Thank you for enforcing your peace to reign in my heart, to reign in my soul, to reign in my environment. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for enforcing your peace to reign in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for enforcing your peace to prevail continually in my soul, in my mind, in my environment. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me in perfect health. Thank you for keeping me in perfect health. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for keeping me in perfect health. Thank you for taking away my sicknesses. Thank you for taking away my disease. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing me with good health. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the answers I have received through my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for all my prayers that you have answered. Thank you, Father, for all my prayers that you have answered. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not allowing me to pray in vain. Thank you for not allowing me to fast in vain. Thank you for not allowing me to seek you in vain. Thank you for not allowing me to trust you in vain. Thank you for answering my prayers. Thank you for not allowing me to believe in vain. Thank you, Father. Thank you for answering my prayers. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. to receive. Thank you, Lord, for permitting the evil Satan has planned to happen to me. Thank you for terminating those evils before they happen. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you for stopping the evils Satan has programmed to happen in my life. Thank you, Father, for stopping those evils before they get any chance of coming to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for terminating evils and troubles Satan planned for my life. Thank you for stopping them from coming to pass. Thank you for stopping them from happening. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given it. Thank you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, multiply your grace in my life so that everything you have said concerning me can begin to happen, so that everything you have promised me, everything you have written concerning me, can begin to manifest. Multiply your grace in my life for the performance of your word, for the performance of your promises. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Multiply your grace in my life in the name of Jesus. Multiply your grace in my life for the manifestation of your promises, for the fulfillment of your promises, for the fulfillment of your prophecies. Multiply your grace in my life now, in the name of Jesus. Equip me with enough grace so that your word concerning my life can come to pass. Father, equip me with enough grace so that what you have said concerning me can come to pass. All the grace that will bring your word to pass in my life, oh Lord, release them into my life now. All the grace, all the abilities, all the anointing that will bring your word, your promises, your prophecy concerning me to pass. Oh Lord, release them now into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your army to fight in my battles. Release your army in heaven. Release them into my battles so that I can have victories right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. To hash the negate shadanega. Release your hammies. Release your hammies into my battles. O Lord of hosts, release your hammies into my war, into my warfare, so that I can have victories now, so that I can have victories immediately, even in this moment. Release your army into my battles right now in the name of Jesus. Release your army into my battles. Release your angels of war into my battles. And let them produce instant victory right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I am of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every covering of darkness that is preventing me from living on the open heaven. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every covering of darkness preventing me from living on the open heaven, preventing my life from being on the open heaven. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covering of darkness, every demonic covering over my head, every satanic covering, every territorial demonic covering, environmental demonic covering that is preventing me from dwelling and operating on the open heaven. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every covering of darkness on my ministry, on my calling, on my destiny, on my career, on my skill, my talent. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every covering of darkness that is not allowing my life to function under open heaven, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, pull me out of every reason. Satan has locked me in. Every prison Satan has put me in. With your mighty hand, pull me out of them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. With your mighty hand, remove me from every prison Satan has put my life. Every prison Satan has locked up my life, locked up my glory, locked up my calling, locked up my destiny. Every prison where Satan has locked up my progress, locked up my prosperity. Oh Lord, stretch your hand and pull me out. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every satanic prison, witchcraft prison, demonic prison, holding my destiny, calling captive, Father, pull me out of them now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pull me out of them now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. There are some of you here, the fire in your spirit is too low. The fire of God in your spirit is too small for the battles confronting you. So that the fire must increase, or else you will be defeated, and you will remain defeated for as long as the fire in your spirit is low. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, increase the fire in my spirit. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, increase the fire in my spirit for constant victory, for persistence. Victory over darkness, for continuous victory over Satan, over the kingdoms of darkness. Increase the fire in my spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Father, increase your fire in my spirit. Increase your fire in my soul for constant victory, for persistent victory, for continual victory over darkness, over Satan, over the kingdom of hell. Increase the fire in my spirit right now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, increase the fire in my spirit so that I become invincible, so that I become too powerful to be defeated, so that I become too strong to be defeated by darkness. Increase the fire in my spirit in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use your hammer to break into pieces every evil rock stopping my progress in destiny. Use your hammer to break into pieces every mountain, every rock stopping my progress. Open your mouth and pray and God. In the name of Jesus, with your hammer, break them into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, every mountain, every rock that is standing to stop my progress, standing to block my progress, standing to block my moving forward to the next height, to the next higher level. Oh Lord, break them into pieces with your hammer right now. In the name of Jesus, break them into pieces. Every mountain of delay, every mountain of stagnation, every mountain blocking my progress, every mountain of failures, oh Lord, break them into pieces now with your hammer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, lift me above all limitations. By your mercy, lift me above all limitations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, by your mercy, lift me above all limitations the enemy has set against my progress, against my success, against my excellence. Lift me above all the limitations. Right now, in the name of Jesus, lift me above every limitation the enemy has set to stop me from moving to the next height you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, lift me above all the limitations the enemy has set to stop my spiritual growth and maturity. Lift me above all the limitations the enemy has set to stop me from becoming who you want me to be. Lift me above all the limitations the enemy has set to stop me from possessing my possession. Lift me now above them all. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. And there are voices of opposition that usually come when God is recommending your name in some places for honor, for help, for blessings. Yeah, and then we'll be stirring up voices of opposition. Suddenly someone will start to speak against you in that place. The person will start to say, don't help that person. I mean, don't, that they should not help you. They should not grant the support or grant the help. Those are voices of opposition. So you're going to pray against such voices. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God silence every voice of opposition that is rising against me in the places where God is recommending my name for honor, for greatness, for blessing. Let fire of God silence those voices. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let fire of God silence every voice of opposition, every voice of rejection that is speaking against my life in the midst of people that God wants to use to help me and to move my life forward. Let the fire of God silence such voices right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Let the fire of God silence them forever. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God silence them forever. In the name of Jesus, every voice of opposition, every voice of rejection, coming against my life, coming against my destiny, coming to stop my moving to the next level, coming to stop my promotion and greatness, let the fire of God silence them forever right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We are prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God release every help that I should have gotten by now. Let the fire of God release them now. Let the fire of God release them into my life. Every help I should have gotten by now, let the fire of God release them into my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Every help I should have received by now. Every help I should have gotten by now. Let the fire of God release them into my life. In the name of Jesus. Let them be released now by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every control of darkness that is preventing the blessings of God from reaching my life. Every control rule of darkness that is preventing the blessings of God from reaching my life. I come against them. Let them be destroyed right now. Let the fire of God destroy them right now. Continue to pray. Every control of darkness, every satanic control, demonic control, that is preventing God's blessings from entering into my life. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every control Satan have over my life, over my being, over my destiny, that is preventing those blessings from reaching me. Let the fire of God destroy such control right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to excel in my career, in my calling, in my skill, in my talent. I receive grace to excel beyond limits. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I receive grace to excel beyond the limit. I receive grace to excel in my career, in my calling, in my skills, in my talent. I receive grace to excel beyond the limit. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to succeed beyond the limit. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to succeed beyond the limit. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to accomplish great successes in my field of career. I receive grace to accomplish great excellence in my career, in my academics, in the name of Jesus, in my skills, in my talent, in my gift, in my potentials. I receive grace to accomplish great excellence in the name of Jesus. I receive grace right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in my life and situations, and command great miracles to manifest, command, authorize great miracles to manifest in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, move mightily in my life and situation, and command great miracles in the name of Jesus. Mightily in my life, mightily in my situations. Move mightily in my life, mightily in my situations. And create miracles will change everything in my life. Miracles that will change my story forever. Miracles that will lift me up into greatness. Miracles that will put an end to failure, setback, and stagnation in my life. Oh Lord, move mightily and authorize the manifestation of such miracles right now. In the name of Jesus, authorize the manifestation of miracles that will change the story of my life forever. Oh Lord, move in my life, walk in my life, operate in my life, create those miracles, command those miracles to happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every seed of sickness, every seed of sickness and disease that Satan has planted in my body, soul, and spirit, let the fire of the Holy Ghost remove them now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every seed of sickness and disease that Satan has planted in my spirit, soul, and body, let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Every seed of sickness planted by Satan, that is already growing, or is about to grow in at a future time. Let the fire uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Every seed of incurable diseases that the kingdom of darkness have planted in my spirit, soul, and body. Every seed of incurable sickness, generative sickness that the enemy has planted in me, either to manifest now or later in the future, or maybe it's already manifesting, let the fire of God uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. So Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith to receive blessings that my faith is not yet strong enough for. There are blessings that many of us don't yet have faith for. Or there are some levels of victories and dominion many people in the church don't yet have faith for. Yeah, do they pray for that kind of blessing? But they don't yet have faith for it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith and grow my faith so that I can receive you. Written my name on them so that I can receive blessings that are beyond my current faith level. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Are blessings that respond to a higher faith. Holy Spirit, strengthen and grow my faith to receive those blessings in the name of Jesus. Strengthen and grow my faith to receive blessings and victory, dominion and authority that respond only to higher level of faith. Holy Spirit, strengthen and increase my faith. Strengthen and increase my faith so that I can receive them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. We say in the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God to destroy powers of darkness assigned to give me another future that is not mine. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Powers of darkness are assigned to create for me a different future that is not the will of God for me. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy the powers of darkness, creating a different future, a negative future, an evil future for me and my family and my household. Let God's hunger consume them now. I invoke God's hunger to consume them now in the name of Jesus. I invoke God's hunger to consume them now in the name of Jesus. Every power that is creating another future for me, creating a different future for me that is outside the will of God, that is contrary to the will of God for my life, I invoke the anger of God upon them. Let them be destroyed by God's anger right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going things in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of confusion assigned to confuse and mislead me. They say, I bind every spirit of confusion assigned to confuse and mislead me against God's will. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I bind every spirit of confusion assigned to confuse me, to mislead me, to take me out of God's will. Every spirit of confusion assigned to deceive me, to mislead me, to confuse me, so that I can go out of God's will for my life. I bind the spirit now in the name of Jesus. Such spirit shall not be able to operate in my life. In the name of Jesus. Such spirit shall not be able to walk in my mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your spirit of peace into the works of my hands, such that my successes and prosperity and greatness happen fast. Father, release your spirit of peace into the works of my hands, into everything I am doing, so that my successes and prosperity and greatness will happen speedily. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The Father, release your spirit of speed into the works of my hands. Release your spirit of speed into my calling, into my ministry. Release your spirit of speed into my career and business, such that I get successes and progress and prosperity and greatness and profit very fast. In the name of Jesus, release your spirit of strength into everything I do, and let that thing make me succeed fast and faster than normal. Let your spirit of speed make me succeed and excel faster than usual, faster than normal, in the name of Jesus. Release your spirit of speed into everything I do, into whatever I do for a living, into my business, my career, into my skills, my talent, and make me succeed it very fast. Make me exhale very fast. Make me record successes and breakthroughs that are faster than usual. Successes that come faster than usual. Breakthroughs that come faster than usual. Give me speed to achieve and accomplish them in the name of Jesus. Profits that come faster than usual. Give me speed to accomplish them. Father, give me speed in my calling, in my ministry, in my career, in my businesses, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree that the wind of God blow upon everything that has stopped moving. Everything that should be moving for my success to happen, for my prosperity to happen, I command the wind of the Spirit. I command the wind from heaven to blow upon them and begin to move them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, I decree that the wind from heaven blow upon everything that must move for my life to also experience progress and success and prosperity. I decree that the wind of God blow upon them and begin to move them in the name of Jesus. Everything that must move, whether they are physical or spiritual, whether they are visible or invisible, everything that must move for my life to also experience progress and success and prosperity and greatness, let the wind of God begin to move them now in the name of Jesus. Let the wind of God begin to move them. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost begin to move them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release into my hands the keys of your kingdom that will make me unlock the next level, the next higher level you have prepared for me. Release into my hands the keys of your kingdom. that I need to unlock access to the next level you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Father release into my hands the keys of your kingdom that will enable me to unlock access to the next right you have prepared for me. The keys that I will use to enter to the next level you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, release those keys into my hands now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Release the keys into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus. The keys that I will use to unlock the next level you have prepared for me. The keys that I will use to gain access to the next height you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, release them into my hands now. The keys of your kingdom, release them into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make use of every situation I find myself. Make use of every event, every circumstance going on around me to reveal your will and plans to me. Before I make use of every situation I find myself, make use of events and circumstances happen around me to connect me with your will and plans for my life, to show me your will and plans for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, make use of every situation in my life. Make use of every event and circumstance that happens around me to expose your will and plans for me and to connect me with your will and plans for me. In the name of Jesus, make use of every situation in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have eight more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, repeat say and speak everything the enemy has damaged in my life. The Father repay and heal and correct and fix everything the enemy has damaged in my life that is affecting my progress, that is affecting my success, that is affecting my fulfillment in life and destiny. Oh Lord, fix them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, everything the enemy have damaged in my life that is affecting the fulfillment of my destiny, that is affecting the manifestation of my progress and success and prosperity and greatness, oh Lord, fix them now. Heal them now. Repay them now. Every aspect of my life that have been damaged by darkness and is making it difficult for me to succeed and prosper and ascend to the height God has prepared for me. Oh Lord, repair those damages. Heal them, correct them, fix them right now in the name of Jesus. Fix them right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, rain upon every prison, an operation of witchcraft activities in my environment. The fire of the Holy Ghost, rain upon them and consume them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, rain upon every presence and active and operation of witchcraft activities. Every presence and operation of witchcraft works, witchcraft rituals in going on in my environment, in my neighborhood, in my community. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fall upon them and destroy them all. Every activity of witchcraft, presence of witchcraft, every altar of witchcraft going on in my environment, fire of God, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Every presence of witchcraft, every activity of witchcraft, every ritual of witchcraft, every network of witchcraft, every altar of witchcraft, every coven of witchcraft in my environment. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Right now in Jesus' name, Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, anoint my heart to see beyond the earthly realm, to see beyond the physical. Anoint my eyes to see deep into the realms of your spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Lord Jesus, anoint my eyes to see beyond the visible, to see beyond this earth, the realm of the earth. Anoint my eyes to see beyond the physical. Anoint my eyes to see into your realm, into the realms of your spirit, into the realms of God. Anoint my eyes, Lord Jesus, to see beyond my senses. Anoint my eyes to see beyond the physical. Anoint my eyes to see deep things that are in your realm. Deep things that are in your kingdom. Deep things that goes on in the invisible realms. Anoint my eyes now, Lord Jesus. Anoint my eyes to see the things you have wanted to show me for a long time. Anoint my eyes, Lord Jesus, to see the things you want me to see at this time. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Are you going to pray? You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every devil that is following me to make sure that I walk into evil, that I walk into disaster, that I walk into trouble. Let the fire of God consume that devil right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every devil following my feet, following my leg, to ensure that I walk into evil, walk into trouble, walk into disaster, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every devil following my going out and coming in, to make sure that I walk into accident, that I walk into problems, into troubles, into disasters, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have four prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, command great honor and celebration to happen to me in places where people have mocked me, before the eyes of those that have mocked me and ridiculed me. O Lord, command great honor and celebration to happen to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. To put my mockers into shame. O Lord, command great honor and celebration to happen to me. So as to shame my mockers, so as to shame my enemies, so as to shame those that have despised your name in my life. O Lord, command great honor and celebration to happen to me. In front of the eyes of my mockers and despisers, in the name of Jesus, great honor and celebration, great honor and celebration, authorize them to happen to me in the sight of those who have said in their heart that I will not succeed, that I will not become who God says I am. Even in the sight of those that have said in their heart that no good thing shall befall of me. O Lord, command great honor and celebration to happen to me in front of their eyes. In the name of Jesus. Great honor and celebration that will shock my enemies, that will shock those that have mocked me in their hearts. Command great honor and celebration to happen to me in their sight, so that your name can be glorified in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on me and my household. Have mercy on me and my family. And make us to enjoy surplus. Make us enjoy plenty, even in the midst of economy crisis, even in the midst of bad economy. The Father, have mercy on me and my household, and make us enjoy surplus and abundance. Even in the midst of a nation suffering, bad economy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Lord be merciful on me and my household. Be merciful on me and my family, and make us to enjoy surplus and abundance. In the name of Jesus, make us enjoy surplus and abundance, whether the economy is good or bad. Make me and my family enjoy surplus and abundance, whether the economy of my country is good or bad. In the name of Jesus, bless me and my household with great abundance, with unlimited abundance, with immeasurable abundance. Bless me and my household with unending abundance and surplus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I release the blood of Jesus to destroy every demonic and satanic realm that is bringing attacks to my dreams. You can say, I release the blood of Jesus to destroy every demonic and satanic realm bringing attack into my dreams. Open your mouth and pray like that. I release the blood of Jesus. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy every realm of darkness bringing attacks to me in my dreams, bringing attacks to me in my sleep. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy them now. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as you did for Mordecai, that you made the king to become restless until he was favored and blessed, do the same concerning my life. Make people restless until they have released the favor and the help you want them to release into my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, as you did for Mordecai in the Bible, such that you made the king restless and sleepless until he was favored and blessed. Arise and do the same for me now. Make people restless and sleepless until they have released the favor, the helps, and the blessings you want them to release into my life. Wherever those people are, make them restless now, beginning from this hour. Make them restless. Make them sleepless until they have released the helps, the favor, and the blessings that you want them to release into my life. In the name of Jesus, make people restless and sleepless until they have done your will in my life, until they have done your will for my life, until they have fulfilled your plans for my life right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of heaven and the earth, we praise and adore you, for you are so good, kind, gracious, loving, compassionate, and merciful. We praise you because all power belongs to you, and there is none like you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on your people here and help them in their helpless situations, in their hopeless situations, in Jesus' name. O Lord, do your work in the lives of everyone that is full of faith right now. Do your work in their lives and turn their lives around for good. Do your work in their lives and make mighty miracles happen. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that heaven shall respond to your faith, and your expectations from God shall not be denied and shall not be disappointed. In the name of Jesus, everything you believe God can do in your life, I decree that God shall now begin to do them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.